truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
The company does have a dress code policy in place that states...
Do you think Fox News is biased?
Do you feel like you were being used to give Fox a certain degree of
legitimacy? I'm here. My name's Jane Velez.
Blah, 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 blah.
Lesbian, lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. Coming up next hour, we have Jack Armstrong. Jack is a media watchdog who's going to be talking to us about the popularity of Fox Television. And ratings came out for CNN this past 24-hour, 48-hour period, the cable ratings for CNN. And they're really, truly a disaster for CNN. And I say that knowing that that's the worst thing that a professional can hear in the broadcast business, that your numbers are just tanking. So I don't say it with any great relish. And I know why things happen in our business the way they happen. The model for CNN is quite obvious to me. It's a news channel, and that's a that is their, what should we say? That's the charter of the network. We're going to be a news disseminating channel. But they weren't true to it. They responded a lot to Fox. They tried to sort of go both ways. They weren't really sure from time to time whether they wanted to be a controversial network or not. And so because they lost their focus and because they really lost their identity, and Fox knows exactly what they're doing, Fox knows exactly who and what they are in essence, we said it, and it's funny how now I'm hearing everybody say it, they're a news talk station. They're a talk radio station on television. And as a result, Fox Television has just destroyed CNN and MSNBC in the ratings. This is all there is to it. So Jack Armstrong will be joining us to talk a little bit about that. In fact, we can lead off with that story. We have this very brief story. Valerie Jarrett, the White House is carefully and continually assaulting. It's careful. The White House carefully continued its assault. Can you read that?
Yeah. It says here some Senate Democrats voiced.
Not that story. This one.
The White House.
I'll read it. Anyway, let me tell you before I read it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
I could have said that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm doing it. 877-876-PHIL. And also you can watch us online at philhendryshow.com. We have our video cast going each and every night and listen to our live audio streaming. And I'd like to say also thanks to Tom Jicka in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. We did an interview today for the Sun Sentinel down there, and I hope it'll be appearing. I think it's supposed to be appearing this weekend. Did you get the information?
Yeah, either this weekend or probably in a couple of months.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think it's this weekend not last weekend.
Yeah, it could be last weekend, could it? Well, no.
No, I don't think it could be last weekend. In any event, thanks, Tom. It was great talking to you today. 877-876-PHIL. All right, the White House carefully continued. Could it be last weekend?
I don't know if you were talking about that.
The White House carefully continued its assault on Fox News Tuesday as a senior White House advisor told CNN's Campbell Brown that the network was, of course, biased against the Obama administration, but immediately backtracked slightly. Speaking at the Western Women's Women's Conference in California, White House Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett said the Obama administration is calling everybody out when it comes to patterns of distortion, echoing the Democratic National Party's Call 'Em Out campaign that targets critics of the president's health care plan. Call 'Em Out. So that means let's get the truth out. To the question of whether Fox News is biased, Jarrett replied, well, of course they're biased. Of course they are. Here is Valerie Jarrett speaking to this question today. And White House Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett was with Campbell Brown. Is that her name? Or says that she was talking with Campbell Brown. All right, well, the story here says Cameron Brown. I don't know, you know, what this means. But in any event, she's talking to some jackass, and she calls Fox News biased, stops short of calling MSNBC biased, claims the White House is calling out all distortion. You know what? I'm getting, after having read what I've just read, I don't even want to do the story now. Nonetheless, here it is. Valerie Jarrett and some big much ado about nothing.
Do you think Fox News is biased?
Well, of course they're biased.
Well, do you, okay, then do you also think that MSNBC is biased?
This is the thing. I don't want to just generalize all Fox is biased or that another station is biased. I think what we want to do is to look at it on a case-by-case basis. And when we see a pattern of distortion, we're going to be honest about that pattern of distortion.
But you only see that at Fox News. That's all that That's you've only spoken out about
I
Fox
think that,
News.
I think that what the administration has said very clearly is that we're going to speak truth to power. When we saw all the distortions in the course of the summer, when people were coming down to town hall meetings and putting up signs that were scaring seniors to death, and we've seen commercials go up on television that are distorting the truth, we are actually calling everybody out. So this isn't anything that's simply directed at Fox.
All right, so that was the like a worst piece of sound of it. But Campbell Brown is not strong. And when we get back to the idea of what the ratings were like at CNN, Campbell Brown, AC, Larry King especially, got their asses handed to them by Fox. Now, let me tell you what you're doing wrong, CNN. And I, you know, believe me, I know what I'm talking about. You don't have to. You can keep doing what you're doing because you know what's best. But I'm going to tell you what you're up against, and you don't understand this. What you're up against is an entertainment vehicle. Now, news is fine. News is important. News is something that is delivered in blocks of 5, maybe 10 minutes. The rest of the time, what Americans want to hear is interpretation and, more to the point, comment. That's what they want to hear. Americans hear the news. They can read the news. They can go to a website and look up all the stories and get an opinion as to what they think. They can go back, do a little more research. But the fact is, consumers of broadcast anything, radio, television, they want to hear commentary, and they want it delivered with style, with flair, with a little bit of panache, with flash. They want to be entertained. Now, you remember not too long ago, 33 years ago, one of the most groundbreaking films ever made was released called Network. It was a, go and see it if you haven't seen it. If you're a young person, go watch Network, because Paddy Chayefsky wrote a movie that predicted the future. He predicted exactly what's happening now, in 1976. And to give you just the thumbnail, you've all heard the phrase, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. It's from that movie. And it's when this news anchor, who is not too different from, Lou Dobbs, just sort of delivering this dry thing every night, and he's just sort of just dryly going through the paces, and no one gives a crap, and no one cares whether he's going to live or die. No, you know, he's just there. He's affable, and he's doing his thing, right? And finally, this news anchor named Howard Beale goes mad. He goes insane, and he comes on the set one night, and he said, you know what? I'm tired of all the beep, and he says the bull word, right? And instead of going to black, the network says, no, keep him on. If this is how he wants to be fired, keep him on. Well, it turns out that it gets ratings. And so the next night, Howard Beale comes on, and he's been walking in the rain because now he's really lost his mind. He's completely flipped out of his gourd. He comes onto the set. He's wearing a raincoat and nothing underneath it, just a pair of loafers and some socks. And the camera's on him because they figure, what the hell? You know, it got ratings. You know, we got nothing to lose. Our network's in the tank. CNN ought to try this. You know, Dobbs, you ought to... Somebody give Lou some acid or ketamine or something and have him just flip. And I'm telling you, Lou, you ought to wander onto the set one night in just your underwear and go, I'm mad as bleep, and I'm not going to take your freaking bleep anymore, and F you, Ted Turner, and I guarantee a 50 share. Can you believe? I'm telling you. Anyway, in the movie, Howard flips his lid, and he says... One of the greatest monologues ever written for films, he says, you get so scared that you retreat to your little apartment and all you say is, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone in my home. Just don't come through that door. Just please stay away, right? Because this was the 70s. This was the time of high crime. This was the time of random crime. We didn't know what to do. And we were so stupid and so confused. And we thought it was about guns and we didn't understand. He says, well, I want you to go to the window right now and open up your window, and I want you to stick your head out the window, and I want you to yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, that's exactly how the TV viewers respond. They throw their windows open, they stick their heads out the window, and they scream, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. And this turns into the Howard Beale News Hour, because somebody from the programming department gets a hold of it, and they said, news shouldn't be under the news division. News should be under the what?
Weather.
weather.
What do you mean weather, man?
Entertainment division.
Oh.
News should be under the... So this chick, you know, I say chick with all due respect, played by Faye Dunaway, she takes over the news hour and she turns Howard Beale into this prophet. And he comes out and delivers the news every night under a pin spotlight. And he has Sybil, the soothsayer. She tells the fortunes in the future. And he's got some other nut. And the whole thing is a wild zoo. And people dig it. And he's got a live studio audience. And so for those of you that think maybe, oh, I don't know, you know, Jon Stewart or whatever that guy, that Colbert or Colbert, you know, that's who they're patterning themselves after. I mean, in point of fact, I could see Glenn, who... has never been frightened to rip off anybody. Glenn has used a lot of these elements. That's exactly what Patty Chaffetz predicted in 1976. News is entertainment. CNN, God bless them, wants to be a network of journalists. No one cares. Do you understand? No one cares. Now, if they said to me, or if they said to Rance, or anybody on this show, will you guys come in and straighten us out? Within 48 hours, we'd have them flying right. I could ask my producer, Jason Rance, right now, what would you do? We'd have those guys within 2 days flying right. We'd have them making news. We'd have them making headlines. And it wouldn't necessarily be turn it into a clown show. But you've got to get rid of the people that mean nothing on that network. Anderson Cooper sucks. He always has sucked. He always will suck. He's a good reporter. He can go out into Africa or go to Afghanistan or wherever the hell he goes, and he can do his thing. As the host of a show, he blows every kind of primate. Then you go to Larry King. God bless you, Larry. Great career. It's over, man. You got to see what I'm saying to you is what an executive producer. Go in. Campbell Brown, she sucks. She's never been any good. Rick Sanchez, holy God. You go on and on and on. It ain't because they're liberal. It ain't because of nothing. It's because they stink, man, and you got to entertain people. So when they talk about Fox being biased or not biased, there's a whole other thing we can talk about there. The fact is Fox entertains people, and they have people coming back to them the way a talk radio station has people coming back. They like the people. They like to follow the people. They like Shep, and they like O'Reilly, and they like Glenn, and they like the Morning Geeks, and that the blonde that they got, and they like them. Even the liberals watch him. Even the progressives watch him. You want to know why CNN and MSNBC are dead in the water? There are no progressives watching them. If there are, there's like a handful of them. I watch them just for a break. That's all. I watch Morning Joe sometimes.
Yeah, he's the only conservative what they got.
Yeah, Morning Joe is a conservative, sort of, kind of. All right, we'll be back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Why do you guys think that CNN's dying on a vine? You're going to tell me, you know that what I'm saying is true. Also, we'll come back with more on the health care plan because, you know, this public option thing, we got to explain this. We got to get back. We used to talk a lot about this, and I backed away because it was getting so dopey. But there's no backing away now, man. So we'll get back into that. Coming up next hour, Jack Armstrong will be joining us. Mr. Armstrong will be talking about the ratings at CNN and the ratings at MSNBC and why Fox is kicking ass. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
PhilHendryShow.com. Just head on over there. You get archive shows, downloadable shows. You get video. You get video on demand. So if you missed the live streaming video tonight, go to our website. You can watch it on demand tomorrow anytime you want. Watch the whole show, all 3 hours, plus our uncensored pre-show. Because if you get the video, you can see us uncensored before the show. You see us during the breaks while we're talking and screaming sometimes at each other and wishing that we were all dead, wishing we were doing something, anything but this. And then, I was uplifting.
Yeah, I really love your job, don't you?
Take it easy. And then, you can watch that, too. 877-876-PHIL is the number. So we've been talking here, doing a post-mortem, I guess, on the news on CNN. CNN's dead. They're dead, Red. They're gone, man. In other words, and they're almost so bad that you can't even repackage the brand. In other words, the brand is CNN. It's a good brand, right? But as somebody said to me one time, when you take a ketchup bottle and you empty the ketchup out and you put mustard into it, what is it?
Still a ketchup bottle.
Still a ketchup bottle.
What's that got to do with it?
Because if you... Never mind. It has to do with the brand is what I'm talking about. 877-876-PHIL. There's Jesse in Houston. Jesse, what can we do for you tonight?
Hey, good show. You know, I agree to you with some extent. I think the reason, I think a lot of Fox success is a lot of sort of the shock factor, the packaging, the branding, you know, sort of came out of nowhere because they were kind of the only ticket in town where you could get the perspective from the right and get the other side and, would ask the different questions. But I think as Fox has evolved and you've watched the decline of MSNBC and CNN, you've seen another thing, right? You've seen kind of the third rail of America. You know, the all the news that fits to print. You know, all the source that Americans turn to for information and news has really kind of sided with either one political side or the other. And then I think when you had that imbalance back in the day between the networks and CNN, where you were getting just one side and Fikes kind of came in and took over, there was a groundswell that was sort of attracted to that. The other problem that we have today is, you know, Fox is really the only news channel that's asking the tough questions. You know, again, a perfect example would be the Tea Party. You know, when those folks
came up. I hear what you're saying, but I would submit to you the following. The tough question that's being asked by a Sean Hannity and the tough question that's being asked by an Anderson Cooper, there's a difference. Because Anderson Cooper is not good on TV. Sean Hannity is good on TV. When you talk about the brand, if I could just give you this opinion, I'll let you finish. It isn't so much that they're doing all of this marvelous stuff with their opinion. Their presentation, as I said, is personality driven, so they have a following. Their people have a following, man. What following does Rick Sanchez have? What following does Wolf Blitzer have? Who's going to come out and get Campbell Brown's autograph? People will line up for hours to meet these people on Fox because they've reinforced the idea of personality, and I think that's far and away more than people wanting information. But go ahead, man. I'll let you finish.
I would think that to a degree because I see your point. Because I tell you, I hate Bill Maher. Can't stand him. But I tell you, I do watch him for the simple standpoint that his format and some of the guests that he has on, and he really does try to balance it out on occasion where he has the other opinion there. But a lot of it is, you know, sort of the way they sort of gift wrap it and present it. I do agree.
Right. It's packaging. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Very good call. That's Jesse in Houston. See, again, I have to go back to the original point that we made months and months and months ago as to why Fox was taking CNN apart like warm bread, to quote a line from Val, whatever her name was.
Val, was Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah. That was her name. They're taking them apart because Roger Ailes and whoever's running the show over there realized that what they really needed was a network that was going to be presented. Look at Fox's presentation. Blues, light blues and blues. Okay, right away, the eye, a lot of blondes, okay? Folks, this is not an accident. This is advertising 101. They've been doing this for decades. Marshall McLuhan wrote books on it. I had to read a book when I was in high school called The Hidden Persuaders on it. Advertisers have known it for a long, long time. There are different things you do to get people glued to the TV. And we can say all we want about, I just think Fox is more informative. Bull crap. Fox is more entertaining. Entertaining. And so when CNN sticks to its guns, CNN is going to be happy with a two-share or a one-share or whatever. MSNBC will be happy with half of that, and that's great. But guess what? You can't pay those salaries anymore, man. Sooner or later, Keith Oberfuhrer is going to want to go off and get a real-paying job like working for the L.A. Weekly. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So coming up, we're going to have Jackson Armstrong was a disc jockey in Buffalo. This guy's Jack Armstrong, who will be talking about that and talking about why it is Fox is winning. He may have a different view of that than myself. All right, coming up, we've got the Democrats divided. You know, this healthcare thing, I don't care whether it's Fox or Who's Lying or the misinformation or anything else. Let's talk about this. And believe me when I tell you, folks, I ain't got no dog in the hunt or in the fight or whatever that saying is. I want people to know what's happening here. And I get into these arguments with people about I'll tell you one thing. People are right. There's been a lot of lying about this thing. So let's get into it here. 877-876-PHIL. We got Harry Reid, and he's the wrong guy to be pitching this. We got this guy Grayson. He's the wrong guy to be pitching it. Let me tell you where the White House is butchering this thing. Butchering it left and right. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we have coming up Jack Armstrong talking about Media Watchdog, talking about the success of Fox coming up next hour, and the implosion, the destruction, the annihilation, the full rape, and leaving in the dust, in the dirt, in a ditch of CNN. I mean, it's quite a revolution going on in cable television. CNN at one time was the most trusted name in news, huh? All right, 877-876-PHIL, and coming up, a look at how the administration has carved this whole health care plan to pieces and why it still is going to pass. Maybe not this year.
Oh, yeah. See, that's how you qualify it.
Well, that's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah, well, what do you mean not this year?
I didn't say this year, did I? But it's going to pass before Obama leaves office, which means 4 years from now, because, well, you know, I can't say whether he'll be reelected or not. Here is Brett in Chicago. Brett, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What can we do for you?
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say I find it kind of sad if CNN is foundering, if they're losing viewers. I think it's more a reflection on viewers not knowing what they're wanting to see. I know myself, if I turn to television for news, I'm looking for that. If I want an update on current events or national or global, I want news that's going to be concise and fact-based, to the point. I don't need it to be dressed up in pretty window dressing. And that's
sure.
I guess that would be my main argument and fault with Fox News, is that anymore I don't feel that I can watch that channel and get the information as it's happening without being salted one way or the other.
Well, I understand that. And so I think even though they call themselves Fox News Channel and CNN is called Cable News Network, you know, there used to be a company called RKO Radio Pictures. You probably are too young to know that, but they made movies, RKO Radio. And why call it radio? Why don't you just call it RKO Pictures? It's a name. If you look at Fox News this way, Brett, you're actually turning on a talk radio station, then you will know what you're getting, and you may not be as disappointed, because I think the Fox News Channel thing will throw a lot of people. It isn't a news channel in the sense that we've come to know it on cable television. The closest thing to that may be CNN. It might be, I don't know what, headline news, where you're just getting a straight bang, 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 bing, 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 here it is, baby, or CNN International, you know.
I think it might be problematic in that a lot of viewers have a hard time differentiating between a program that has more a higher entertainment value than factual news content and the other. So they may be.
Well, I mean, look, if there's a guy sitting there and they're doing a story, and here's the story, Bob, and this is the thing, and the Russians invaded, or the Americans are crazy, or there's, you know, they took their tops off at the beach, and here it is, here's our reporter. You pretty much know you're getting information. The minute they bring in the opinion guy, then you know, be on the lookout. And if they stay with that, and they roll into, and now here comes Joey Jones with his horns and his whistles, and he's going to explain more, now you know you're into entertainment time. But I think what you're talking about is they need to perhaps... Not that they need to. Fox doesn't need any advice from me. They're doing just fine. But in terms of what you and I might like to see is a news block. Here it is. 5 minutes of news. Bang. Back into the bells and whistles. Here's a news block. 5 minutes. Bang.
You run into that problem with a 24-hour news cycle, and only so many events happen every few minutes. So to
fill
all that extra time, sure, you have to bring in the analysts and the color commentators and people who will, you know, give you their opinions on things. But I think too many times the opinion is taken as fact. It's taken as
right.
news.
Right.
And that's problematic.
Right. Hey, well, then that you're getting into the American people and what their responsibility is. And I've always believed that ultimately our responsibility for consuming news is our responsibility. I mean, nobody's going to drop the truth. No one's dropping the truth in your lap. It's never happened. Brett, thank you so much for your call. Nobody's going to come along and say, here it is, all gussied up. It's, ain't that just nice, you know? Let's go on to Chris Norton joining us here on, what is this, line four?
Yeah, line four.
Chris, you wanted to talk a little bit. Chris Norton is with us here from Redondo Beach. You want to talk about Levi Johnston?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell your listeners that Levi Johnston, if they heard the news or not, the news came out today or yesterday, I forget which, that he is going to pose with no clue. You know, no clue. He's going to do a nude shot. The news came out. He will do the nude shot.
He's going to do a nude shot for who?
He's doing that for Playgirl magazine.
Okay, now this is the kid who was married to Bristol Palin?
Yeah. His, Sarah Palin's, son, well, was going to be her son-in-law, and I guess no, it's not going to happen. But the news that I have here is that Tank Jones, who I know Tank, he's been around, I've been doing some adult film production.
Are you still working with the pharmaceutical company?
Yeah, I do. I do telemarketing with a pharmaceutical company, but I'm also kind of gearing up my production company for a production of adult films. And Tank Jones is his manager, and he's pretty sure that it's going to be full, you know, nude. But the news that I wanted to tell you about was that Levi Johnston, it now is pretty sure that it will be. Now they're reporting, and they're pretty certain that it's. Looks like it's probably will be, you know, showing the front nude.
It'll be frontal nudity.
That's correct, yeah.
Playgirl magazine. Tell me a little bit about Playgirl magazine. Is this a, how do I say this?
Yeah, no, I know what you're going to say. Playgirl magazine is favored, I think, by gay men as well as some women. It's difficult, I think, to determine who the readership really is, but I think you can... probably guess that there's going to be quite a few gay men reading it, and I think it's pretty sad from this standpoint. I think Levi Johnstone, I don't know if he's handsome or not, you know, because I'm a guy, so I don't really look at other guys like that, but for the purposes of...
Well, you're a prospective adult film producer.
That's correct, yeah.
Would you hire a guy like that?
Well, I mean, you would have to see you know, the full frontal if you're going to, you know, if you're going to hire a guy like that. But my whole point is Levi Johnstone was driven to this, really, to humiliate himself for gay men.
Well, hold on for a minute, man. We don't know, when you say humiliate himself for gay men.
Well, you see, I don't think, this guy, Levi Johnstone, I think, as a lot of people will tell you, is not too, he's not very smart, and he... Tank, you know, if Tank's listening, why didn't you tell him, and I wish I would have told him, why don't you tell him that he's going to be taking his pants down for gay, you know, gays? I mean, and there's nothing wrong with being gay. I'm not being, you know, homophobic or talking about that, but I am saying that Levi Johnstone probably thinks that he's going to take his pants off so women can see it, and I don't know how many women are going to be looking at that.
Well, look, at Playgirl magazine, I'm sure, has a fair number of women reading it. Well, maybe, there may be gay men, but the point here is that this kid's doing it for the money, right?
Well, he's doing it to get famous, but Sarah Palin really needs to answer for this. I think he's personally, I think he's humiliating himself.
Well, I agree with you, but you seem to think he's humiliating himself because he's going to be, as you put it, taking his pants off for gay men.
If there's a chance, look. If you wanna be nude for a gay male pictorial, that's your business. And I say, do whatever you know, whatever is gonna, you know, put a spout in the kegger, you know, as we say. But if you're doing it because you think women are gonna, you know, be seeing you, and it's Playgirl, and you find out it was gays, you're probably going to feel really, you know, shattered by the experience, you know.
Well, all right. Let's say this. Levi Johnston knows that he's going to be doing a full nude shot for Playgirl magazine, regardless of who's going to be reading it. He's going to be making a nice piece of change, and that's that, right?
Okay, that is that. But if he gets, if he suddenly becomes a big draw for gay men, you know, if he goes down the street and he's got dudes following him and not women, and he is depressed over that and decides that he's, you know, his life is ruined. I think Sarah Palin needs to step up to the plate.
Why? Well, you keep bringing up Sarah Palin. Why?
Because if you think about it, Levi Johnston was in her home, and he was going to marry her daughter. Now, when you're around a powerful woman, some guys, when they're around really powerful, really, what do you want to call, you know, when they're really friendly and everything.
Really outgoing and really gregarious.
Yeah, when they're very, you know, out there and out there and out there, and they're getting more love than you are, and they're getting more people attracted to them than you are, and you're and your manhood really suffers. So Levi Johnstone is in a house. He's got the best he can do is Sarah Palin's daughter, which I'm not saying that's bad, but he probably was thinking maybe he'd be able to get with Mrs. Palin, even though she's married. I don't know.
You really suspect him of that, huh?
I wouldn't put it. I mean, if I was in his shoes, I mean, I'd try to, you know, probably try and get, you know, in, you know, to see if she's, you know, if she'd want to come, you know, go dancing or something, you know, but I probably not for him. So,
all right, but getting back to this question of her being a powerful woman.
Yeah, she's a powerful woman. Being around that every day and every day and every day, and her not responding to your sexual advances, because I'm sure that Levi Johnstone is sexual, you know. He probably has a lot of sexuality and is really, I have a lot of sexuality. That's why I got into adult film business, because of my sexuality. But if Levi Johnstone has a lot of sexuality, and maybe Mrs. Palin is very sexual too, you know, she probably is. But he couldn't get her to, climb the mountain, or however you want to put it. That will emasculate him, and no wonder he wants to pull his pants down now for Playgirl.
Well, I think that's pretty far out, man.
Why?
You're telling me this guy wants to pose nude for Playgirl because he was emasculated by Sarah Palin.
Because of the fact that he was in her house where there's, and he had to face the facts, he had to face the reality that the best he's going to do is Bristol, that he's never going to be getting Sarah to be, you know, to get in the toboggan or however you want to put it, you know. And
all right, well, I think that that's a ridiculous notion, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
This kid, to me, you're right, doesn't sound all that bright, but he wants his name in lights. He wants to ride this notoriety as far as he can.
There's way better ways of doing it, man. You could go on a panel show. Why doesn't he go on a panel show?
What do you mean a panel show?
He could go on like one of the panels, like on a Sunday morning panel show.
Are you kidding me? That idiot's not. What is he going to talk about?
Idiot. I mean, look at the people that are on there now. You tell me Levi Johnstone's not as smart as some of them. You telling me Levi Johnstone's not as smart as like Gretchen Carlson or something? I think he is. But instead, he was emasculated by Sarah Palin, and now he's taking his pants off on Playgirl.
No, I don't buy it.
Well, you're wrong, Mr. Henry, because I happen to know women, and I, you know, I'm in the adult film business, so I think, you know, that's all I need to say.
Levi Johnston to pose nude for Playgirl magazine, 90% frontal nudity, says Tank Jones. You know this guy?
Yeah, I know Tank. He's good people.
You know Tank. He's good people. And according to Chris, it's because he's been emasculated by Sarah Palin to the point where he's got to take his pants off for Playgirl to prove he's a man.
I didn't know whether that was true or not.
I think it's a crazy notion. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with more on the climate change chief, Lord Stern. This cat, you talk about taking it off for Playgirl. And the next hour, Jack Armstrong will be with us to talk about the cable wars. It ain't a war no more, man. It's a victory achieved by Fox, and CNN is a smoldering nuclear ruin. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. World famous.
877-877-6-PHIL. Jack Armstrong with us next hour on the Media Wars, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, Jack, a media watchdog, to talk about that. The headline here, UK climate chief Lord Stern.
Yay as hell.
That's his name. Give up meat to save the planet? What planet are you on, brother? People will need to consider turning vegetarian if the world is to conquer climate change, according to a leading authority on global warming. Do you see how goofy this is? And why, you know, is it any wonder that people are confused? I mean, we said this for months. There's no consensus among the American people. Maybe the science is in. Maybe the science is as solid a science as we have, say, 150 to 200 years of science related to evolution. We've got archaeological science. We have geologic science. We have anthropologic in some instances, okay? There's been a lot of study, okay? There's been a lot of... It's a big, big, big body of literature. On global climate change, this is what we got. You got to believe in it. Let's go. Come on. You got to go to jail if you don't believe it. Let's go. I mean, that's it, man. Now we have some nut. Excuse me for saying this. Well, you better stop eating meat, otherwise we're going to have global warming. I got your global freaking warming on that. In an interview with The Times, Lord Stern of Brentford. Is that where he's from?
Brentford.
Meat is a wasteful use of water and creates a lot of greenhouse gases. It puts enormous pressure on the world's resources. A vegetarian diet is better. Well, you may be right, Lord Stern, but I hate to have to tell you this. Doctors now recommend, nutritionists now recommend, by God, even chiropractors who used to lead the charge on vegetarianism, good chiropractors now say that the best protein for a human being is animal protein. Why is that? Well, I don't know. Gee, because our ancestors ate it. Direct emissions of methane from cows and pigs is a significant source of greenhouse gases. Methane... Oh, well, excuse me. You mean I thought it was man-made. Now you tell me those freaking cows. They're the ones that are sending that crap out into the air, huh?
The cows are causing it. They should say it's cow-made, cow-made, you know.
Cow-made global warming.
Yeah. God, man, spit it out. I spit it out.
Cow-made global warming. It ain't man-made. It's cow-made. Cow and pig-made. Bovine and ovine-made global warming. Although I realize there are people right now saying, you don't understand, Mr. Henry, it's because we've raised so many domesticated cows. You see, Lord, you know, let me explain something to you. There was a time when the only thing we had were cows. The only thing the human race had were cows and pigs, and that was it, Jack. I mean, that, you know, they had cows. They had, there weren't any vegetarianism. Cows, pigs, sheep. Meat. Man, they were all kinds of meat eaters, all kinds of cows and pigs. I guess there weren't enough, though, to create global warming. Is that right? In any event, Lord Stern, a former chief economist of the World Bank and now the IG Patel Professor of Economics at the London School of Economics, which is fantastic credential for global warming, warned that British taxpayers would need to contribute about $3 billion a year by 2015 to help poor countries to cope with the inevitable impact of climate change. He also issued a clear message to President Obama that he must attend the meeting in Copenhagen in person in order for an effective deal to be reached. U.S. leadership, he said, was desperately needed to secure a deal. Lord Stern is the author of the influential 2006 Stern Review on the Cost of Tackling Global Warming, said that a successful deal at the climate change conference in Copenhagen in December would lead to soaring costs for meat and other foods that generate large quantities of greenhouse gases. You guys are not getting a message out. I don't know who you are or what you are. You are not convincing anybody. And like the healthcare plan, you have sent the wrong ambassadors forth to spread the good cheer. You have sent people who are mentally unbalanced, like that jackball that said we all ought to be thrown in jail if we don't believe in climate change. You've sent people who have threatened other people. We have the recordings and the emails of, if you dare even mention the fact that global warming doesn't exist, you will be. We have the former vice president. I'm sure he's a sweet guy. He seemed like a nice guy. I voted for him in 2000. But I can tell you, he is the lousiest, the worst ambassador for the message of global warming that you could possibly have. He is insular. He won't discuss it. He won't take questions. He won't debate it. You have to come to the conclusion that he's frightened to death. He's scared to death to debate the issue of global warming. Otherwise, he would. But the answer is, well, I don't, you know, it's everybody knows that. Well, no, not everybody doesn't know. And I have to tell you this, as you guys know, 20% fewer of us believe in global warming than we did 3 years ago. So, no, everybody doesn't know. United Press International speaks to passerbys in D.C. about the reaction to Lord Stern's call to stop eating meat, said one man. I'm kidding. Here is the...
Well, it is a big use of water to produce meat. It's easier to produce crops, but I don't think people are going to stop eating meat.
As a vegetarian, I would say that there's certain parts of that I agree with, but that we can't act as if any time we eat meat automatically, it has a negative impact.
There is a problem with greenhouse gases and the production of meat. However, I still intend to eat meat.
I think it's absolutely absurd. I don't believe it in any sort of way.
Let me ask you a question. So you got all these cows and pigs. What do they eat?
What?
What does a cow eat?
Well, they eat like corn on the cob and, you know.
Yeah, like salad, you know.
Okay, corn on the cob and salads. Jeez.
Well, not salad.
I know. Okay, so they're vegetarians, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the cow is eating all this, and I'm a human. I start eating all this. Now, there's 7 billion humans. If we start eating vegetarian diets and we start making gas the way cows did, the planet still is,
gay as hell.
We'll be back. We got Jack Armstrong coming up on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. He's a watchdog. He'll tell us what's going on. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Watchdog. Phil Hendry.
He cannot be trusted.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.